Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to location? I'm the supervisor here. I'm in the fraud department. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Sure, 37076.
Your first and last name, please.
Trina Jimerson.
Thank you. One moment, please. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
Sure. It's 521 Scotts Creek Trail, Harris, Tennessee, 37076.
They can see have Evera face and eye cream.
To what number?
Evera face and eye cream. And you want to report this as fraud?
Yes, ma'am. I was asleep last night, and I got a text, approximately 3 o'clock in the morning, stating that that was fraudulent on my card.
Okay.
And I've been up here since because they woke me up.
All right, we can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware. There are cases of fraud afforded for pending investigation.
Okay.
Any false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
Okay.
All right. One moment, please. One moment, please.
Okay, you sound like you're asleep.
I'm sorry.
I
have bad sinus. I'm not.
Oh, okay. So why I'm getting $180 in charges.
Ma'am, it showed me that the charges declined.
Well, I'm seeing it did not decline. They called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it did not decline. I mean, I got these charges on here. I would have had these charges.
Yeah.
So, no.
It looks like a survey was signed up for.
To what now?
A survey was signed up for. Get a free gift, pay shipping for your product, which was given to you to try free for 14 days.
Uh-huh.
And once you go past the 14 days, you're billed the full price and you're rolling an auto ship.
I hear you.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
Okay, that's it. Once you go past the 14 days, you're billed the full price and you're rolling an auto ship.
And what happened?
Once you go past the 14 days, you're billed the full price and you're rolling an auto ship.
Auto ship?
Yes, that's what was signed up for.
I don't know. Maybe I need to change my email address.
Okay. Well,
And my reason for
I did go ahead and get it fully refunded, so.
So, let me ask you something. I mean, I am okay with the computer, but now I do have Norfolk on my computer.
Your phone's breaking up.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on 1 second for me, please. Just bear with me. I'm sleeping. All right. Now, I said, you think somebody could have had my email address?
They have your card number as well.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, I'm talking about, like, when you go online, like, not just
being
on.
Yeah, your email was using your card number.
No, what I'm saying, like,
oh,
you know, I'm using Amazon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so it could have been done through Amazon. That's why we do surveys. Like, we do it through Amazon, Walmart, Costco. So it could have been done through Amazon.
No. What I'm asking you, when I'm placing an order with Amazon for myself, because I got a call about approximately 4 months ago, and they was trying to charge some stuff on my card. And they call me and they asked me if that was me. And I was like, no, I'm not the type that work. I don't work out like that. And it was like $300-some. And then they sent me a text that I need to reply or else I'm going to be charged. So I'm asking you, do you think I need to change my email address there and my whole Amazon account?
Yeah. I mean, if you feel like it was done through that, then yes, I change it.
Okay, because I did get a call approximately 4 months ago from Amazon stating that someone was trying to hack my account. So is it just best not to do anything? You know, I do most of my business, like I just pay for it, you know, like cash or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do now.
Or
there's
or
so much
my debit
going on with debit cards online, so.
Yeah. With my debit card. So maybe I just need to just not use my debit card at all. I mean, I'm asking you for advice. Cause
well, I'll get my
like
card changed. I mean, because if it was used, then it means someone, if it was used without your authorization, then someone can have access to your information. So I just get my card changed. That's just to save a lot, you know.
Well, let me ask you one more question because I did this last night. I'm in the process of changing jobs, and I want you to be totally honest with me. Do you think this could possibly be a scam? Because I was filling out an application, and they asked me for my social. And I've never heard them ask you for a social fill out an application.
Let's see. Did you type in now? I'll go online and go on Google. Once I'm curious about something, I always go on Google and type in reviews. Like type in whatever the company name is and type in reviews.
Okay, cool.
And it just gives you, you know, information from feedback from other people.
Okay, cool. I'm a little old school, so I don't do all that stuff.
No problem.
Yeah, but I'm going to start because, I mean, I'm paying for somebody's deal. You know, I could have been paying for somebody's deal that wasn't my deal.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, so I just want to ask you that question. I don't have any more questions, man. I just need to know what to do in a case like this.
When
will they call me back or will I receive a letter or anything? Can you send me a letter out?
We're going to send you an email to let you know that it has been canceled. And you won't be charged anymore.
Okay, can you give
but
me
no
a
one will call you back
number?
Or anything. Because everything's already done. No, we've already just refunded, so you don't have to worry about no one calling you.
Okay,
the cancellation.
Can, Can you give me a cancellation number, please, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever you're ready, I have it available.
I'm ready, sweetheart.
C as in Charlie. 40700.
Okay. All right, thank you. So is it, should I cancel my Amazon account too?
Oh, no, I won't do all that now.
Well, I mean, all these different charges.
Just change
your
email on it. You don't have to change.
Okay. My email, okay. Okay, I can do that, Dan.
All right.
But thank you so much, sweetheart.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer.
Are you a mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye now.